This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 and a half to the hour. Welcome back to another Conversational Credit. This is like coursework. You get credit for every hour you listen. How about that? We give you credit. Credits. Yes, you get enough credits, you can take a free trip to China, where they're looking for volunteers to take a ride in their new airplane. They've just developed a, they have over the last, well, actually been about 10 years, they've been trying to find, to build an airplane that would compete with Boeing and Airbus. The Boeing 737, most popular airliner in the world, not so much now, but it has been, and the Airbus 321s that a lot of people are riding in. So now China says, okay, we're going to build our own plane. We're going to compete with these guys, the China, what is it called, China Air something or other. And so they're looking for people to volunteer to take the first run, the first test. How many people want to volunteer? Raise your hands, please. Get in the first Chinese-made.
Yeah. Absolutely not. Even if it wasn't Chinese-made, absolutely not. The first, the testers for a first-run airplane, no, thank you.
You know who was the first-run tester? John Denver.
Yes, right. He had his own plane. Yep, see ya. People, speaking of John Denver, people in the news, starting with Jeff Bridges, who says he was close to the pearly gates while battling COVID. He's got cancer as well. I wonder about that. His cancer's in remission. He's making progress against the effects of COVID. He doesn't look good. And have you seen pictures of him? He looks awful.
Yeah, he's looking better than he was. He had COVID back at the beginning of the year, and he had said that his cancer battle, even though it's in remission, was nothing compared to his bout with COVID. And
really?
That was before he got COVID, before he was vaccinated.
No, so for 5 years.
Yeah, five weeks.
For 5 weeks.
Five weeks, yeah. His wife got it, too, in the hospital for 5 days. He was in the hospital for 5 weeks. And then he said he eventually got vaccinated, and he feels like that helped him with any long-term effects.
Was he an anti-vaxxer? I didn't get that one way or another. I don't.
I think it was just it wasn't available to him yet, because he got it at the very beginning of the year.
Okay.
And don't forget that the vaccine didn't come out until, what, for most people, March or April. And
yeah, I was fully vaccinated by the beginning of April.
Yeah, and a lot of times when people are going through chemotherapy, or for instance, I have a friend who's going through lupus right now, they're a little unsure about whether or not you're supposed to take the vaccine at certain points, because you have all these, you have to make sure that your body's ready to accept it so that it actually works. And that's what I think is so frustrating, is that there are doctors who are turning people away because they haven't had the vaccine. And these
I'm sure there's CDC guidance on that.
These are people who are suffering with lupus or with MS or other things that where they're trying to time out when they get the vaccine. So it's actually the best bang for their buck, I guess, to put it in a crude way.
Yeah, and doesn't do more harm than good.
All right, next person in the news is, well, this is sort of a double header here. Howard Stern has taken a shot at Joe Rogan. I only talk about these because I get a kick kind of out of, I've only met Howard Stern once or twice. And off the air, he's a very, very smart guy, intellectually stimulating in conversation and actually shy and friendly. On the air, a different story. Behind the microphone, he's been the way he is for 40-some-odd years, so he's criticizing people who refuse to get vaccines, and
he went after Joe Rogan for the ivermectin, and
I
think this is another ridiculous thing. Guys, the person who invented ivermectin won the Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, he doesn't sound like he knows what he's talking about.
For human use. The fact that people are buying ivermectin and taking it from a pet store, that's a bad idea. It's also a bad idea to buy antibiotics from a pet store, because you don't know how to work out human dosages more than anything else. But if you get ivermectin from a doctor or from a pharmacist, it can be helpful as a therapeutic when you get COVID-19. I don't know why saying that somehow makes you an anti-vaxxer.
Well,
I don't get it. Also, why can't we deal with therapeutics and just deal with stuff as it comes?
He also took shots at the three. Now there's four talk radio people who have died.
Yeah, he wants them dead.
COVID.
They're like, that's the other thing, is that they dance on the grave of these people going, see, they should have taken the vaccine.
I'm hearing it from both camps, though. The non-vax are saying when people get vaccinated and get really sick or die, they're like, well, see, that vaccine didn't work. That was stupid. And then on the opposite, it's like, well, see, you should have been vaccinated. So I don't care where you're
going.
Stop thinking people should die.
Yeah, no, that's not a good look. So Bill Hemmer, who's a Fox News host, apparently went into a restaurant yesterday in New York, and then he walked out again because the employees at the door wanted to see a photo ID and his COVID vaccination card.
Good for him.
And
he's
said,
vaccinated, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I think most everybody, these corporations now are saying, everybody, you want to work here, get a shot. Otherwise, see you later.
I'm glad he walked out. That makes me like him even more.
Well, I am, too. I think that, again, we've gone a little bit far. The photo ID stuff and even the vaccination card. Most of the stores that I've been into or restaurants.
For us to vote. Now you have to show it for a hamburger, but you can vote with no problem. Come on.
Well, anyway. It just seems to me that it's, why are we so crazy? Hello? Is it the water or the lack thereof? The stuff that people are focused on. And it isn't just COVID, it isn't just government stuff. I'm trying to figure out why it is that people are so crazed about the crypto world. Have either of you bought any, or do you even understand?
No, this is where I check out. I have no idea about it.
But it's like everybody that I know in my circle of friends, in one way, at one time or another, is talking about crypto.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of money to be won and a lot of money to be lost in the crypto world. Yeah.
Right. I think that's probably true. But anybody know anybody? You, Jay, have anybody in your family or anybody?
We haven't bought any or bought into it in that way, but there's some app, it's called Pi, P-I, and it could potentially, in air quotes, potentially be one of the upcoming new things. And you just log into the app and you hit a button once a day and it starts automatically mining. My husband and I have been doing that just in case.
Really?
But as far as actually buying into anything, no.
All right. Speaking of money, the United States and other countries have pledged $1 billion in aid for Afghanistan. $1 billion. Where does all this money come
from? Do you realize how ludicrous
this
is?
Well, I'm kind of getting the drift, yeah.
When you screw up your withdrawal, and I don't even think it was a screw up, intentionally cause chaos, and then you leave the Taliban in charge, and then you decide we're going to hand money back to them as well after we've already left behind all of our equipment, all of that stuff. Do you really think for 1 minute that the aid is going to be given to the people who are stuck there, who have been left behind by the American government, our American citizens and our allies? Do you think for a minute that money is going to make it to them? Because I don't. I think it's going to go straight to the Taliban so they can coordinate more attacks against us and our allies.
Right.
How stupid do we have to be? What in the world is going on with the people making decisions?
Okay, so here's another one. You ready for another one?
You're going to make me angry already?
Yep, I'm going to give you another. This is good for I'm giving you prep for your local L.A. show. All right. You ready? This is the story from Stanford University, where this week professors have had a meeting. The Stanford University Professors Union asking the Justice Department to stop looking for Chinese spies at U.S. University.
Yeah, there's nothing to see here. What is wrong with us? I mean, are we just, does anybody not feel like we're just going to hand it over? Are we just like closing up shop and getting ready to turn the lights on?
They brought in a bunch of human rights groups saying that we were prejudiced against the Chinese.
Right. It is not, this is so frustrating.
Yeah.
It has been proven. We have documentation produced by our government that one of the ways that China's coming in here and spying is by infiltrating our very open and generous student visa program.
Yeah.
And they go into these universities, and we know about the ones that have gotten caught. In fact, one of them was cozying up to Eric Swalwell, who is the congressman from my state of California. She came in through a student visa program. So if we know this is happening, why are we now saying it's a human rights atrocity to go in and go, hey, maybe we shouldn't let everybody in, especially when they have ties to the government? If they're students, fine, but that should be simple vetting, shouldn't it?
There's a Me Too movement going on in China. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah. And so there's a story about a Chinese woman who's been shoved around. Apparently some of the people in, I don't know which community this is in, there's a Me Too movement. I would think that would not be something that the Chinese government would cotton to very much, the Me Too movement. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that.
Are not treated, not as bad as Afghanistan, but they certainly are not, they're not the premier group, if you will. So some woman started a Me Too movement, and she has been antagonistically, is that the right word? Antagonistically.
I think, but I like the other way better.
People trying to discredit her and get her to stop. I would think in China, they put you in jail for stuff like that.
Right?
Right?
That's what I would think.
Right.
Not a lot of room to mess around there.
No, not at all. Okay, so we have up in the next moment or two, the Capitol fence, down or up. We'll get to that after this.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now in a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com. Look for the My Slippers new page. Get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
All right, 19 after the hour here on the DJV program. excuse me. The student who removed all those flags, this is a couple of Washington things. There were 1,000 flags. This is a Washington University student who went apparently into a Washington, and it wasn't Arlington National, but it was another cemetery where there are a lot of men and women who served the country, excuse me, are buried there. And there were a lot of flags. This guy runs around and takes all the flags in protest against Islamophobia. His name is Fidel Aikalani. He was caught on camera pulling the flags out of the ground. And so now he's in jail, facing some guy. What's the matter with people? Now, there's a new the new fence is the old fence, or the old fence is the new fence, Jennifer, around the Capitol building before the Trump rally on the 16th.
They love to spend money, so I'm sure that it's a new fence that is there because they love to spend money on it. Yeah, I think this is more for their midterm advertising than it is to protect against Trump supporters, but we'll see.
So, we're a year off from the midterms, and yet we're talking about it like it was 3 days away.
Yep.
All right, 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now 23 after the hour on the clear-headed DJV program with clear-headed Jennifer Horn, clear-headed Jay Kirshner. I don't know how clear-headed I am. I'm in actually pretty good shape today, if I do say so myself. So I'm looking around at some of the things that are trending, and I notice that there still is a lot of focus on September 11th. You posted a photo of a parade. You want to explain?
Yes, this was in Porter County, Indiana, and it was the 40th Popcorn Festival held on September 11th. And the honorable mention parade float didn't win the top vote, but honorable mention was the Twin Towers, a replica of the Twin Towers, complete with plane wreckage and smoke.
Oof.
Right. It's horrible. Exactly. You have to see this photo. It's on DJV socials, at DJV Show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Yeah. It's awful. Yeah. Absolutely awful.
Yeah, talking about clueless. Oof. Okay. Britney Spears and her... this is going to go on now forever, right? Now that she's engaged to this guy. When are they supposed to get married? Is there any rumor about that?
No, she said that she's in no rush to go get married. After they announced their engagement over the weekend or on Sunday night, they were getting a lot of flooding of people being like, hey, make sure you get that prenup, girl, protect yourself. And Sam Asghari, her fiance, got in on it, and he was like, yeah, we're definitely getting a prenup. I have to protect my Jeep and my shoe collection. Well, they are definitely... her people do have a prenup in the works. She is reportedly worth around $60 million, which is nothing compared to what she used to be worth at her height.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
But still,
she used to have her own plane, and her father got that. That kind of stuff when she was traveling and doing shows. So is she going to go back to doing shows? Is that what's in the offing?
I hope she does. She always kind of alluded to the sense of the reason she wasn't performing was because people were making money off of her that shouldn't be making money off of her.
Mm-hmm.
So with the conservatorship coming to an end, it would be interesting to see what she goes and does. Now, she did have a prenup before the conservatorship ever happened with her one husband, Kevin Federline. So it's not out of the ordinary for her to go have a prenup. But other than this, unless something else really big news comes out, like she announces a pregnancy or something with the conservatorship, we might not really be hearing any more news from Britney's camp. And
wow.
At least maybe a week.
Mm-hmm. Well, day without Britney is a day without sunshine. The report today...
sarcasm.
Thank
I know.
You. social media making political polarization worse, according to a new report by the New York University Stern Center for Business and Human Rights. Who wouldn't think that social media is making political? That's all it is. It makes everything worse, I think. Do you? The only thing that social media does, at least for me, I use my personal, now I'm using a little for the radio stuff, but my personal Facebook account, I just have things about the farm and good stuff about the family and my grandson and friends and things like that. So because I don't want I don't want anything but good. I want people to feel good.
Well, I think in some way it can excess, but there's so much bullying and people who think they have this anonymous power. Just, I don't know. You have to use responsibly.
Well, yeah, and people want to shout their opinions, and they don't want to actually have a dialogue or a conversation, and they just want to be heard. They don't want to hear anybody else, and they say things online where they type it because they would never say that stuff in person. If you wouldn't say it to somebody's face, don't say it to them online.
Exactly.
They're cowards. They hide behind this. TMZ is being sold to Fox. Other than Harvey Levin making $200 million, what else is nothing's going to change, right? I can't see that anything's going to... They started this in 2005, and so this is the typical stuff. The McLaughlins want to do more of this stuff, or the Murdochs, rather, than do the political stuff. And it's probably a lot, it's probably a lot more money in it as well. So there it is. TMZ will still be TMZ. It'll be TMZF, perhaps, going forward. 28 past the hour on the DJJV program.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a five-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Calling all busy electricians. Your job is about to get simpler. Introducing Leviton's new Contractor Connect, an online portal offering a host of educational resources, videos, customer support, expert content, and the latest on Leviton products. Jay Sherman is the Director of Residential Marketing at Leviton.
We understand that electrical contractors are busier than ever, and our goal is to lessen that load by giving them the resources they need right at their fingertips. Whether on a job site looking for installation support or using downtime to catch up on the latest industry news, Leviton Contractor Connect makes it easier than ever for contractors to stay productive and ahead of the competition.
Contractor Connect features the My Leviton Pro Support Program, which provides enrolled contractors with a dedicated customer service line and an easy-to-earn rewards program. Contractor Connect can be easily accessed at any time, from any location. Visit Leviton.com/contractor.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is projected to turn back a recall effort. With about 67% of anticipated votes counted, no to the recall is leading 65 to 34%. Newsom becomes the second governor in the country's history to defeat an effort to remove him from office before the completion of his term. For the first time since the Great Recession of 2011, the median household income in the United States has declined. New data from the Census Bureau shows that the median household income decreased to $67,500 between 2019 and 2020, a drop of nearly 3% amid the pandemic. And NBA players will not be required to be vaccinated against COVID-19 when the new season starts in October. ESPN reporting that the NBA Players Association has refused to allow a vaccine mandate to be included in the league's COVID protocols and procedures. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The American Academy of Pediatrics says they've seen more than 240,000 pediatric cases of COVID over the last week, as the majority of children have returned to classrooms. Dr. Richard Besser says that he's glad to see that there's a focus on keeping kids in schools. But the former head of the CDC and current CEO of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation tells CBS News that there are plenty of steps that need to be taken to keep schools open and students safe.
I'm really thrilled that this year we are focused on keeping children in classrooms learning as much as possible. But to do that safely, we need to make sure that schools are doing the things that have been shown to reduce transmission. And that means ensuring that everyone is wearing masks, that they're social distancing, that ventilation has been addressed by simple things such as opening the window, that you're requiring people to be vaccinated, and that you're implementing testing. The CDC recommends in areas where there's significant or high levels of transmission that there be routine and regular testing programs for anyone who's not fully vaccinated. And that's something that we're not seeing in a lot of places, and it could go far to make it safer for kids. I expect that this fall we're going to see a lot of schools that have to shut down briefly, but hopefully with testing, and hopefully if more and more adults roll up their sleeves and get the shots, we can keep kids in school much more than we otherwise would this fall, which is where they belong.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
On the DJV program, stretching the muscles of your mind with feedback from folks at our social media sites, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at DJV Show. The DJVers today include Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen. This fellow with his knives and machete, the swastika near the Democratic headquarters, he said he was on patrol. Donald Craighead, arrested for possession of prohibited weapons, man said that he was on patrol, began talking about white supremacist ideology when he was confronted by the police. Inside of his truck, swastikas, white supremacist symbols, the Confederate, and instead of a license plate, it had a flag on the rear. This is what bugs me. These people who claim to be patriots and who run around in their car and their truck with flags all over the place, thinking that that's patriotism. It isn't. There's nothing about that. Maybe that's the better question here, ladies, Jay and Jennifer. In your estimation, what is the best definition? Who are the patriots, and how would you define patriotism? And does it go back to your schooling, or is it just something that you have come to believe is what real patriotism is? Because this isn't. It's far cry from it.
I don't think that's real patriotism. I think that's kind of propped up. I don't know. For me, patriotism is someone who is willing to sacrifice for their country.
Sacrifice what? What are we sacrificing?
In whatever way. I mean, I think someone who's willing to stand up and fight for freedoms, for our liberty. It can be in war, certainly, but it could be someone who stands up in their own life and who shows courage to speak up for what the country is, who we are, what our people stand for. I think that's something that is patriotic. I think realizing, especially when it comes to our country, that our country is the greatest on the globe, on the planet, and that even though we are imperfect and that even though we have flaws, we're a country that can fix that. I mean, so many problems
are we
in other
fixing
countries.
It? You're right. We can, but are we?
We can.
Do we have the will to do it? Or are there so many people taking shots at Bernie Sanders on one side and taking shots at Donald Trump on the other side? They're so fixated on this stuff. These people pass. These ideas go away. They are not permanent. America and what it stands for, it seems to me, there is a permanence, or I'd like to think that there is, to the ideas of truth, justice, freedom, but they all seem to be obfuscated by any number of things, whether it's the virus or stuff connected to the virus. It's really, I find it distressing. I think about what my grandsons are going to, what their life is going to be like, and Mac's life, what he's going to be living through and with.
So much of what scares me for all of them is that our country was founded on something that we could all agree on, and that is freedom and liberty. And I think that people are not prioritizing that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like
it's too easy to get money and have it controlled. When you have somebody give you money for doing nothing, you think that's pretty good, right? So let's have some more of that. I don't really care who gives me the money.
One of the things that probably makes all of us pull our hair out is we can remember getting ready to turn 16 and wanting to drive. I think the most disturbing poll that I saw, and I shared it with you guys when I saw it, are the number of people how it's dwindling who want to drive when they become 16. And I think that's a greater, not necessarily about driving in general, but it's a greater testament or statement on how young people are prioritizing freedom. They don't care. Only 2 in 5 are excited that will actually get their license before they turn 18 and are excited about it. That number is down. I can remember when people in my, not that long ago, when I was turning 16, everybody was excited to get their car for that taste of freedom.
Yeah,
that seems
wait.
Not to be a priority anymore.
No, well, it's totally different. And it's not, nobody wants the responsibility anymore. Even kids, think about how we grew up on sleepovers and hanging out with our friends. Kids don't want to do that anymore because they don't want to share the game controllers. They'd rather just be in their own homes talking on their headsets.
Okay.
Oof. Or on TikTok with each other. It's sad.
What have we created? And what, we all get excited about this TikTok. Somebody said to me the other day, "Are you on TikTok?" And I took a breath. I said, "Wait a minute. I do know what TikTok is, but why would I want to be on TikTok?" And this person said, "Well, everybody's there, aren't they?" And I said, "Well, I guess I'm not.
Bless their heart."
Yeah, everybody's there. Are you on it, Jay?
I am, but that's only so my nieces think I'm cool.
Ah, okay, I got it. Well, have you created a little program for TikTok? Because that's what this person said. You should do a show on TikTok. And I thought, okay, what is this? Because it's only, 2-3 minutes, that's it? It's kind of like a fledgling.
You can go live. You can do live, just like on Facebook Live or Instagram Live. Yeah.
And then there are people who want me to be on Facebook Live, all of us on Facebook. That would be a nightmare for us to produce because we have so many different pieces of the program. How could you put us on Facebook? I don't know how that would work.
Remember once upon a time when people didn't know what people in radio looked like?
Yes. Yeah. Remember that. Yes. Just as well. Pukin Putin is isolating himself because everybody in his inner circle has COVID. So, did he get a shot? We don't talk much about the Russians.
Everybody in his circle has it. I wonder where it came from.
Yeah, right.
Maybe he's the super spreader.
Yeah. Anyway, so he's going into self-isolation in the Kremlin. You ever seen the Kremlin?
I'd actually like to go to Russia, I think.
It really, every city has a Kremlin,
something
by the way.
Something to see, yeah.
It isn't just the Kremlin in Moscow. There's right. a Kremlin in St. Petersburg, which is much more beautiful than the one in Moscow. The one in Moscow is very deceiving because it's dirty, it's big, and the square, you know how we always see those military parades, bong, 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 with all of our military hardware. The square is very small. Red Square is very small, and they keep there's a triangular road around it, and the military just keeps going around the road. So it looks like there are these millions of soldiers and the tanks and stuff, but it's the same ones over and over and over and over and over again when they have their parades. Anyway, so Putin has been fully vaccinated with the Russian vaccine. How's that working for you? It's called Sputnik, right? The Sputnik.
Yeah, you take that one first, too, please.
And then go take a ride in that new Chinese plane. Mm. Yeah, that works for you. Anyway, so nobody talks about the Russian, outside of Russia, nobody talks about the Russian shots because they haven't got... Anybody? I don't know how many people are sick over there. Nobody knows. It's like the Chinese. They don't tell you what the numbers are. Okay, so speaking of all of that, the next few months of the pandemic, yesterday I think we were talking about the weather for the next 6 months, Jennifer, and the forecast for those who are not vaccinated, that's not too good either. Weather's not good for this winter, and those who have not gotten vaccinated, it doesn't look too good for them. But you know what? Sooner or later, the people around the world will get it. They'll survive it. They'll have the antibodies or they'll die. And I guess, you know, I'm not arguing against the vaccine, but sooner or later, all these people who are protesting, they'll come into contact with somebody. They'll get it or they'll survive and they have antibodies. And so they'll go on. That's why I like the idea of having a vaccine, because I think it shortens. I don't like things as disturbed as they are now. It's just so disrupted. But sooner or later, one way or another, it'll go its course, and then there'll be something else. The next thing will come up. And so, anyway, it is what it is. I thought it was interesting looking at healthcare professionals and job opportunities. There are 17 Catholic and Baptist medical professionals who say they oppose getting the shot for religious reasons. They want to prevent New York State from enforcing its vaccine mandate, which means that if you say no, you're out, right? These are doctors and nurses and nuclear medicine technologist, rehab therapist, all these people. They're seeking a judgment declaring the mandate unconstitutional, unlawful, and unenforceable.
They shut down a baby wing at a New York hospital because the nurses walked off the job after being forced into getting the vaccine.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And so they had to shut it down. And that's happening to police here in California. The LAPD just filed a lawsuit saying that they don't want to get the vaccine. So they filed a lawsuit against the mandates. And again, it's not even about we don't want to get the vaccine. It's about the forcing of it. And Biden, the way he's going about it when he made this big announcement, I think it was last Thursday, is that he's going to use OSHA to conduct this, I guess, to use it to push it on workers and employees. And I don't know that that's going to stand. I mean, at some point, somebody's going to get a lawsuit together to try to figure out if this can happen. And I just don't think that it can.
Can we calm down people and their fears? Can we give you something that'll make you feel better about
prospects?
Let's do it,
because there's so much fear-mongering out there.
There is. Mm-hmm. So I have this podcast that we started about 2 months ago called Zodiac Magic. It's only a podcast, original material, with astrologers like Laura Banks and Maria Trilogy. And you can listen to us each week, fresh material about what's going on in the stars and how it affects you. So all this information will help everybody to a certain extent. And there are more specific things because we're now into the month of Virgo, and that means different things. It's amazing the trends that happen. And there's a new moon coming up next week. At any rate, Lots of opportunity, according to our astrologers. And then there's on the current Zodiac Magic podcast, psychic Mary O'Malley answers my questions about animal spirits. And do they always come back? Can you be a dog in one life and a human in another life? That kind of stuff. There are animal soul groups. Pretty fascinating stuff. So if you're into this sort of thing and you'd like to know how the stars affect you and how things you can't see affect you, Zodiac Magic. Zodiac Magic Podcast, available at ZodiacMagicPodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
It's the DJV program, Jennifer and Doug and Jay, celebrating the 50th anniversary of The Price is Right. How many people watch that TV show with Drew Carey now? He's been spending a lot of time talking about Bob Barker, interestingly. The legacy of Bob Barker, how Bob Barker created it. I haven't actually watched. Drew Carey has never been a favorite of mine. Bob Barker was just... was Bob Barker. You knew what you was kind of like, in a manner of speaking, these guys that have been doing this for a long, long time, like Alex Trebek, the show is them, and they are the show. So The Price is Right still does okay. I guess it was so different for him. It was like so, the career change, what you knew and what you thought you knew about Drew Carey, and then people said, huh? He's the new host of The Price is Right? And it was only because Bob Barker was like 84, and they thought he'd done it long enough.
I think Drew Carey, he's done a good job.
Yeah, he has. Bob Barker probably still could keep doing it if he wanted to. 97. Yeah. And he would totally still rock that small mic.
Right, exactly. Yeah, very. I agree with that 100%. So it's good stuff. 10 before the hour here. Speaking of good stuff, this is the DJV show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Joining us now for his weekly visit on the DJV program is Uri Geller from his home in Tel Aviv, which, yes, is in Israel. The news, there's a lot of news about Israel all the time because of the innovations that go on there. It's a great country. I love going there, and I love visiting. Uri is such a ball of energy. One of the things that I was thinking about as I always come up with new ideas, there's a term that's used on the farm called regenerative. I think you are a regenerative thinker. I think that you bring people new ways of looking at things. I think the first time I met you, we talked about magic. And you were pretty emotional at the time when we were talking about it, the amazing energy that it takes to do what you do. You do not claim, nor do I think you are a magician, but you have a lot of experiences that when people look at it, they share maybe that they share the same energy. But we go back to energy because you talk about it all the time, how energy doesn't ever dissipate. It just forms, comes up in different forms, right?
Yeah. Dougie, because you brought up the word energy, I would like to quickly tell you about two topics. You know, in Israel, there's a major storm brewing here with Ben and Jerry ice cream.
Yes,
Ben and Jerry, you heard they decided not to sell in the, they call it occupied areas and so on. And hundreds of thousands of people here in Israel have thrown out their Ben and Jerry. I might do a little video with a spoon bending in a tub of Ben and Jerry. But that's one thing. Now, concerning energy, Doug, let's bring global warming in, because you heard of the tragedies that are happening in Europe. Hundreds of people are drowned and are still missing in Germany. There were huge, mammoth, spectacular floodings that that Germany has never ever witnessed before.
Well, that came as an extension. That's an extension of a storm that was in America, just went across the North Atlantic and wiped out the energy behind. Talk about energy! That storm was preposterous. Sorry.
Yeah, really. Yeah, and I bring it down to global warming. You know, global warming usually refers to human induced warming of the Earth, whereas climate change can refer to natural as well as anthropogenic changes. And the two terms are often used interchangeably, but basically what it says that we as humans, we're creating global warming. I mean, there are billions of cars around the world. It's just unbelievable what's happening. Now, in my opinion, global warming stresses many different ecosystems around the world. And we're talking about temperature rises, water shortages, increased fire threats. Look what's happening in Los Angeles. Every few weeks, my daughter sends me a message that the bushfires are around her house. They have to be evacuated. Drought, weed, and pest invasions, intense storm changes, even salt invasions. This is just to name a few. Look, I'm just now, this is synchronicity, sitting and watching Channel 12 in Israel, and it says the weather in America is going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I really bring it down to global warming because of our making, and I hope and I pray to God that we will be able to stop it and change it and start living with clean atmosphere around us, clean, less gas cars, less petrol cars, less factories emitting billions of tons of gases and smoke into the atmosphere. You know, even the fires, the teenagers loved burning on the beaches of Venice Beach and, you know, around Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco. You know, they create huge amount of smoke. You can actually see from satellites. So that's what I it's good that we spoke about this. Hopefully all of us listening will contribute something positive to help stop this global warming.
Well, I think one of the things that you can bring to the surface is your focus on energy and putting the word out. You know, you're a thing of think. People can say think. You know, think now about it. That sort of thing may propel some of the energy to help to dissipate all this. It certainly is worth food for thought. Don't forget, Uri has a fabulous museum you can check out online at urigeller.com. Hopefully you can go over and visit like I will in December and get the tour. Uri Geller, URIGELLER, urigeller.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.